Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 6:23 almost here on the morning shift. Mikey P. Johnson and Squid Billy hanging out with you here on this Thursday morning, this action-packed Thursday morning.
Yeah.
Like I said last segment, shout out to all the Michigan Staters, the Barners, like we call them, over in Tuscaloosa, the Ole Miss Rebels fans that are in town for the Sweet 16 part of the March Madness. That'll be fun to kind of cover throughout the day. We'll get some preview stuff coming up on that at 6:40. We also got Keith Law joining us later on in the show to discuss opening day, Braves baseball. He thinks the Braves are going to go pretty far, so that'll be fun to kind of catch up with him. And, you know, we'll get some Braves stuff throughout the show because it is opening day. They are opening out in San Diego. If you don't remember, the Braves finished their season last year in San Diego at Petco Park, and it wasn't pretty.
No, it wasn't. But in fairness,
kind of back where that started.
This isn't one of those deals, though, where the NFL makes sure it happens. Remember, like, when the Eagles won the 17 Super Bowl and the Falcons lost in the divisional round of them in Philadelphia, and then the home opener every year for the NFL is the World Series, the Super Bowl champion at home on Thursday night with somebody, and usually an opponent that's either good or one that they've had some kind of, you know, big game with, a rivalry or whatever. And so the Falcons, we opened the 18 season and on a Thursday night in Philadelphia, and the game almost ended identical, right?
Yeah.
This isn't that scenario. For whatever reason, baseball announces their schedule for the next season I think it's almost like September or August the year before. So in other words, I'm not saying they didn't do this to have a wild card rematch to open
yes.
the year.
No, I agree with you on that. Look,
well, you have to. It's correct.
I want to make sure I want to make sure that I cover myself here with you before I ask you this question, because I'm not trying to get you in a gotcha moment. But I think this says a lot about where this team is this year. We'll hear from Alex Anthopoulos in just a second. I want to get to the story he was telling about talking to Yerkes and Profar in the training room. And that's going to be really interesting. But here's what I want to ask you, because your Braves knowledge to me is second to none at this station, and I'll give you credit for that. You know Braves' current history. You know Braves' past history. You know everything going on with the team.
You're definitely setting me up to fail now.
If I asked you if you could name two-thirds of the lineup and where they hit against the Padres in game one of this series last postseason, do you think you could put the right names in the right places? I'm not even sure if you could name two-thirds of players.
You got to remember, because Austin Riley was out. Obviously, Ronnie was out. I don't know. That would be tough, because I think we forget that A.J. Smith-Shawver, if I'm not mistaken, started game one.
He was. He was the starter for game one, yes. Didn't have a great outing, but, yeah, he was the game one starter.
And I would dare to say that Travis called him.
Travis Darnold was the catcher.
Let's see. I know that you – so Ozuna was a DH, and he was probably fourth or fifth in the lineup. I would probably go with four.
He was in the three hole.
Three hole, okay.
Yep.
So then Olsen was in the four hole?
That's right.
And – was Michael Harris leading off?
That is right.
And then you had Ozzie at two?
That's correct. So Harris, Albies, Ozuna, Olsen, one through four to start. And yes, you're right. AJ Smith-Shawver was pitching.
Okay. So, God, what did we do with our, because I know towards the end of the year, Kelny was not playing as much, but I would dare to say, he was in left. Is that wrong?
Incorrect.
Okay, who was our outfield then? Now I'm
dude, and this is my point asking the question. I'm not trying to catch you in a gotcha moment, but you want to talk about a banged up team. When you go back and look, because Michael King is starting tonight against the Braves. He's the same guy that started against them in game one of the playoff series last year. And I went to try to look back at the matchups of how Michael King fared. He had a great night. Eight strikeouts.
Yeah, we were. I don't think we.
We were terrible at the plate.
I don't think we scored a run all game. Did
no?
Did
we
lose
a shutout.
Like? Didn't we lose like? Because AJ got kind of hammered early, but then the game kind of settled in. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Michael King gave up five hits in seven innings pitched against the Braves in game one, and had 12 Ks. So I'm going to go ahead and go through this so we can get the Alex Anthopoulos cut. But here's what your lineup was. Michael Harris leading off. Ozzie Albies at second base. Marcell Ozuna at DH. Matt Olson at first. Here's where you might have misremembered or had some fuzziness. Jorge Soler starting in right field in the five hole. He actually got pinch ran for him by Eli White at some point in the game. How about left field was Ramon Laureano hitting in the sixth hole. You were right, Travis Darnold at catcher in the seven hole. How about this for your third baseman? Gio Urshela at third base in the eight hole. And then, of course, Orlando Arcia hitting in the nine slot. So if Michael King, because I saw this from a couple of San Diego outlets, if Michael King squares off against the same Braves team he shut down to finish last season, no, it's not. They ain't even close. And we don't have Ronald Acuna back. But, you know, on the flip side of that, one of the pieces that was on their side was Yurickson Profar. And I want to get to this cut. Alex Anthopoulos visited with John Fricke last night, and John did a great job in this interview, and he asked Alex Anthopoulos about the mindset around this team and how this group is coming together.
I ask a lot of players that come from the outside that have been on winning teams, you know, how do we compare? What is it like? What do you see? And I'm not looking for compliments by any stretch, just an honest, candid, organic conversation. And I was with Profar on one of the night games in the training room, and he was there. He's just rehabbing his wrist and getting ready to play in a few days at that time. And I said, I'm just curious, you came from a really good clubhouse that's winning a lot of games and so on. I said, what do you notice about our place? What do you think? He said, and it wasn't a criticism of anybody else, he said, what I've noticed is this team is really together. The entire team is together. And he put his hands together like in a lock form. And a lot of times you'll have cliques, right? The Latin players will hang out with the Latin players, the Americans and so on, or, you know, the position players, the relievers hang out and so on. And that's what you strive for as a GM. You want to have harmony. You want to have unity.
Yeah, that's exactly what you strive for as a GM. Harmony. Unity, but you also strive to have good baseball players that want to be around one another. And, you know, we've got some Chipper Jones stuff from a couple of days ago. He visited with the Steakhouse. His conversations with Yurickson Profar as well about the big smile on Yurickson's face. We've all seen it in the YouTube series. Anybody that's ever followed Profar and really the kind of guy he is, a lot like a Marcell Ozuna. You know, I think we all saw cuts of Yurickson Profar when he was young, and I'm drawing a blank, Adrian Beltre, that he would, you know, hang out with Adrian Beltre, and they'd be laughing and smiling and cutting up and doing those things. So I think it's interesting to hear that from Alex Anthopoulos, man, about the mindset of this team and just how much he feels like this team is gelled together.
It reminds me, because that's kind of what I felt like the 21 team was, is they were, and I'm not doing any of that. I'm just saying that's a team that we remember how well they played together, and they had, and that was a team too that had a lot of injuries. We talk about the lineup you just went through. You forget a lot of. I mean, As much as we talk about Ronald Acuna Jr. and a direct result of the Braves' success and needing him, he was out during the pennant run of 21, and he wasn't on this team. But you remember how you had two strong leaders on that team, and Freddie and Dansby Swanson, and that's just position player leaders. You know, there's no doubt that Charlie Morton and Max Fried were leaders in
4-1 out.
And then you had the night shift on that team with Matzik and Luke Jackson and Will Smith and my AJ Minter. Like, so that team had cliques that were all one big group as well. Like, they were like, it was like a big group with like end of like little sections of it, but they were all for one. Not saying you didn't have that in recent, but I did question the 22 team and who was, you know, I remember that Dansby took over for Freddie, and then 23, they were so good, but again, once Dansby was on, who was the leader on that team? And then last year, you saw this team struggle with so many injuries, and I don't know who the leader was. And so the fact that they're already there, I think that's a really, really good place for this team.
Yeah, I want to go ahead and get to this cut as well. John Fricke last night visiting with Alex Anthopoulos. He said, hey, look, man, kind of need Ronnie's bat in the lineup. How soon can we expect him back?
Yeah, I would say Ronald at this point, I don't think you're going to see April. So I haven't ever announced that anywhere or said anything, but I think with where we're at now, that doesn't mean it can't be, you know, early May, you know, but I don't think you're going to see a return with April in that date. But and I don't, you know, he's playing in games in Florida on extended, getting plenty of at-bats. I'm getting box scores daily. He needs to get cleared to do outfield work. I think once he gets cleared to do that and really step on it and being able to chase balls down, run the braces aggressively and do all those things that they feel like the foundation is there, he'll then transition at some point to a rehab assignment. And at that point, I don't expect it to be long because he'll have had at-bats and it won't be about getting his timing. It'll just be about getting his legs strong enough to play 9 innings in the field multiple days in a row.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Couple things. First of all, I was sad when I initially heard that, but then I was also like, all right, we're good. Like, I don't need Ronnie to rush back. Second thing is, I had not even considered that his timing with his bat was going to be well ahead of where he's at as far as a fielder goes, because it's like he just mentioned, he's going to be taking at bats. He can drive off of his legs and do all the things you need to do in the batter's box. It's just base running and cutting and accelerating and doing all the things you need to do in the outfield and on the base pass. So, good news, bad news, I guess, for Ronald Acuna, but don't rush the guy back. We've been here before. Make sure that he's fully healthy by the time he hits that lineup.
Well, I think we talked about what Snitker said a couple of days ago in the Steakhouse, and I kind of said when I heard Snitker talking, it sounds like let's have him by June, the way Snitker talked about it. You just read between the lines. Yeah, he can't come back and be the DH because you have unless Marcell Ozuna gets off to a really slow start, because Ozuna's been the best DH in baseball the last 2 years. But yeah, we forget how much it takes on these guys when they're playing the outfield and they're running across the field. You know, they're doing those things coupled with these at bats and everything. It's a big deal for these guys, and I think it was probably one of the things that really limited Ronald Acuna the first time he came back from ACL. I have no issues the way they're treating this, because we know this is a team that can make a run late and still find their way into the postseason. So, I mean, it sounds silly, but I with you, take as much time as he needs.
Yeah.